Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, come on and worship God. Come on and let's magnify the Lord. You know, if God has done anything good for you on a day, you ought to just go ahead and lift him up. Oh, Yahshua, the Am that I am, we come to you this day, God. We give you praise and honor and glory, Lord. We give you a hallelujah, God. Oh, how we magnify the King. Come on and go with me, church. We're going on a little ride. And the ride is called the Rock, the Lion, the King of Judah. Oh, how we magnify the name of the true and living God on a day. We just lift you up, Heavenly Father. We glorify you, God. We thank you, oh God, Jesus. We ask that you come into the midst of the service on today, God. We give you, oh, hallelujah, God. We give it to you, oh, Father God. Take full, complete control, oh, Father God. We authorize you, oh, Father God, to come into the hearts and the minds of the people, oh, Father God, to deliver them a word, oh, Father God, that ministers to the middle of their situation, Heavenly Father, to give them a word, oh, Father God, that will minister, oh, Bashata, Son of God, to the things that they're going through in their life on a day. Are any of you going through some things on a day? Oh, how God wants to fix it. Oh, we bless your name, God. Hide the ministering woman to the cross. Oh, Bashata, Son of God. I feel a leakage already. Oh, Bashata, Son of God. God is saying to hold on to that word called linkage. Oh, Bishara, Son of God. The Bible declares who God sets free is free indeed. Does anybody want to get free on a day? God wants to set you free on a day. Oh, Bishara, Son of God, how we lift you up, God. Oh, Sikara, Robaya, God, how we magnify your name, God. Oh, Bashata, Son of God. You know, God told me to let you know on a day that joy is in the inside of the time clock. What are you saying on a day, woman of God? As we go to the book of Isaiah is where we're going to on a day on the 40th chapter. Hallelujah, God. God sent me by to let you know that he is in the middle of your wait. Oh, Bashata, Son of God. If any of you know what it's like out there to wait on God to move mountains for you, if any of you know what it's like out there to wait on God God to send you a breakthrough, then you know what I'm talking about on a day. But God sent me by to let you know that you can still have joy in the middle of waiting on God. The Bible declares in Isaiah, the 40th chapter and the 8th verse, the Bible says the grass withereth. I'm going to go relatively fast on a day, so I need you to stay with me. God, I feel it in the spirit realm already. Isaiah 40:8, the grass withereth and the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. O Zion, the brightest good tidings, get thee up into the high mountain. God is telling some of you out there to get into a high mountain, get into a place of him, get into a place where you're secluded with Christ and his Holy Spirit. Get into a place of a high mountain. The Bible declares, O Jerusalem, and bringeth good tidings. Lift up thy voice with strength and lift it up. It goes on to say in Isaiah 40:9, stay with me on today. O Zion that bringeth good tidings. You know God is bringing good things on today. Good things pressed down, shaken together, and running over is God giving. It says, get thee up into a high mountain. God said to let you know again, to get up to a high mountain on a day, a place where you don't feel, oh, Bashata, son of God, the arrows of the enemy. Although the enemy shoots his arrow, when you're in the high place, God says, you do not feel the arrow of the enemy. The Bible goes on to say, oh, Bashata, son of God, bring good tidings, oh, Bishara, son of God. Behold, the Lord God will come with a strong hand. God sent me by to let you know that he's coming with a strong hand on your situation. This is a prophetic service on today, and this is a prophetic message on today. He's coming with a strong hand, and the Bible says, and his arm shall rule for him. So you don't have to worry about it, because God has chosen to rule for you. God has chosen to be your situation. God has chosen to be, oh, Bashata Sanam, the battle in the middle of your storm. For somewhere in the Bible, it goes to declare in Psalms that Christ is the battle inside of the storm. For the battle is not yours, but it is the Lord. The Bible goes on to say, behold, his reward is with him. God said, if you be faithful over a few things, I'll make you ruler over many. For the reward is with God and his work before him. What are you saying on a day? God is saying on a day that you got a lot of work before you. So don't even put your obashata, son of God, your attention, and don't even hamper and dwell on them. The fact that you may be waiting on something from God, because today is the final day that it's over. The day of wait is over on today. So look to the work that you have to do. What are you saying on a day, woman of God? The best message is very clear from God today. He's saying, do not, obashata, son of God, dwell and meditate on Basharahana God, on the fact that you're waiting on something from God, but to roll up your sleeves and get busy. It's time to work, because there's going to come a time when man cannot work. The Bible goes on to say in Isaiah 40:12, yes, I'm in the prophet Isaiah 40:10, behold, the Lord God will come with a strong hand. The Bible goes on to say, who have measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, the same hand that God used to measure all of the seas in the world, the ocean and the seas, O Bashata, son of God, all of the valleys, O Bashara, son of God, all of the streams and all the running water, is the same hand that's coming with a loud shout. how to deliver you out of waiting for God. Oh, Bashata, son of God, who have measured the waters in the hollow of his hand. This is a rhetorical question to you on a day. Who is it you going to believe? Are you going to believe the report of the Lord? Or are you going to believe what God, what man says? Because God, he's the one that measured his hand, and he's the one that lifted up his hand, and he drew out all of the valleys and the oceans and the seas and the rivers. Oh, Bashata, son of God, he drew out all the lakes in the world out of the hum of his hand. In Isaiah 40 and 10 says, behold, the Lord God will come with a strong hand. Oh, Bashata, son of God. The Bible goes on to say, if I could take my time with this, and he meted out heaven with a span. That means that he carved out heaven, oh, Bashata, son, and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure, in a weight, oh, Bashata, son of God. You may be looking in the weight and the balance and the scales of it all. You're saying, when is God going to come? When is my pumpkin going to show up? Because I'm ready to go to the ball. But God sent me by to let you know that time has forward ahead. You're already at the ball. Oh, Bashata, son of God. See, some of you are waiting for the ball. Oh, Bashata, son of God. But God said, you're in the ball right now. You're in, oh, Bashata, son of God. The dancing, oh, hallelujah, God, of the floor even right now. It's time to move. You know, David said that he danced and he praised God. Some of us are already at the bomb. You're saying, when is my pumpkin going to show up to take me to the bomb? But some of us are already at the bomb. And God is just waiting for you to be like David and dance yourself up out of your clothes. God is waiting for some of you to be like David and praise your way through it. God is waiting for some of you to give God the glory on a day. And the Bible goes on to say, the weight and the mountains and the scales, the hills and the balance, who has directed the Spirit of the Lord or being his counsel, has taught him. There's nothing that we can teach God. There's nothing that we can advise God on. There's nothing that, oh, Bashata, son of God, we cannot give God counsel and say, God, I need you to do it on this day. God, I need you to do it on this hour. But the Bible declares to wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he'll strengthen thy heart. I said, wait on the Lord. Psalms 27 and 14. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Keep his ways, O Bashata, son. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Psalms 37 and 34 says, wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the earth. To inherit the land. There the word is right there. God sent me by to let you know today, when you wait on the Lord, you inherit the promise. Does anybody need an inheritance on today? He said, wait, I said, on him, because he's going to give you more than you could ever ask, dream, think, or even conjure up the ability to desire. Oh, Bashata, son. But those that wait on the Lord will inherit the land. See, oh, Bashata, son of God, if we do it with our own hand, well, we'll get just a little bit. But if we do it God's way, we'll go in and possess the promise. Do I have any promise possessors out there? Is there anybody out there that would like to possess the promises of the land? Go ahead and tap yourself on the back. And God said to let me know, to let you know, that when you tap yourself on the back three times, oh, Bashata, son of God, he said to let you know that this is no fairy tale, but it's the voice of the true and living God on a day. When you pat yourself on the back three times, oh, Bashata, son, one for the Father, two for the Son, and three for the Holy Ghost, he said deliverance is nigh unto you. That means that deliverance is right in your front door. Oh, Bashata, son of God, oh, he shall obey your God. The Bible goes on to declare, so you got to get that. God said, for those who were obedient to his word. So you got to be obedient when God speaks. When the portal is open, you got to be obedient to what God is saying. And God said, for those who were obedient to tap themselves on the shoulder three times, He said, deliverance has come nigh unto you, meaning that deliverance has just come to your front door. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Who have directed the Spirit of the Lord and being his counsel and taught him. Oh, hallelujah, God, with whom he took counsel and instructed him and taught him the path of judgment, taught him all knowledge and showed him the way of understanding. Nobody has done this. God is supreme and in all control. God sits on the throne high and lifted up. The Bible declares in Isaiah 40 and 15, behold, as a drop of a bucket are counted as small as the dust of the balance. Behold, he taketh up every isle and every little thing. What are you saying on today? He's saying that nations are like a drop in a bucket. Oh, they're so small and minute. And we're looking at nations even right now as big, gigantic things. But God said they're like small drops in the bucket. Oh, don't leave us now, God. Whatever you're doing in this season, God, don't pass our house by, God. Whatever you're doing in the spirit realm, God, don't pass us by on a day. Oh, the nations are like a drop in a bucket. That's why your issue you're going through and waiting on for God is like a drop in the bucket to him. Oh, hallelujah, God. And I hear in the spirit realm, I hear drops in buckets. Oh, be God, a lot of drops like raindrops inside of buckets. And God said to let you know today that this represents your issue. This represents your affliction. It's like a drop in a bucket to him. Oh, hallelujah, God. God said, come on and go with him. Go on a ride with God. He wants to take you on a ride and a journey. And it's called a place of seclusion. Going into a high mountain with God. A place where nobody else can touch you. A place where nobody else can reach you. But God wants to send you down. You've been waiting on God to deliver you from the situation. And God has used the situation to take you into a high mountain. Or you're going to get that on a day. You are waiting for God to deliver you from the situation. But God used that thing to get you into a high place with his glory, a high place with his love. God wants to get us in high places on the day. The Bible goes on to say, oh, Vashatasana, in Isaiah 40 and 28, has thou not known and has thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of all the ends of the earth, he fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. Now, I want to take a pause right there, oh, Vashatasana, God. If you were to say we would pause for the cause. You often hear people say pause for the cause, and I want to pause for the cause right there. For I feel something brewing inside of my spirit, all because of Isaiah 40 and 28. Oh, my son of God, has thou not known? Have you not known? Did you not know about it? Did you not have an understanding? Did it not get down into your side of your spirit? That God is the one that gives you joy inside of waiting for him. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard? Oh, Vashatasana, have you not heard? Didn't you hear about it? They were saying, read all about it. The press is in. God is the one that gives you the joy in the middle of the storm. Did you read all about it? Did you hear all about it? The fact that the Bible says that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Did you know all about it? Did you hear all about it? Did you hear it saying in the spirit realm that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength? The press is in, y'all. The paper is hot, y'all. Oh, son of my son of God. It's in and it's hot. Did you know all about it? Did you hear all about it? They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. strength. They shall mount upon the wings of an eagle. They shall run and not be weary. Oh, come on, somebody, and help me on this today, Holy Ghost. It means that you'll run in the middle of the affliction. It means that you'll run in the middle of the lonely night. It means that you will run in the middle of heartache. It means that you'll run in the middle of non-understanding. It means that you'll run in the middle of not feeling loved. It means that you'll run when all else have forsaken you. You will take up, O Basata, Son of God, your banner in Christ. When it feels as though everybody else have left you, you will run. Oh, God is looking for some runners on today. You will run and not be weary. What do you say one day, woman of God? I'm saying that you'll run and not be weary. That means that you'll never get tired. Weary means that you're at the point to about to faint. Weary means that you're tired. It seems as though you've tapped out. You've gone as far as you can go. Is there somebody out there on today that feel as though you've gone as far as you can go? You're saying, I can't take no step further. Oh, my God. Jesus, it seems like every time I try to advance, I'm getting knocked back down. But the Bible says when you wait on the Lord, that he'll run and make you whole, hallelujah, God, not be weary. The Bible says that they shall walk and not faint. Oh, be sharrahan to God. You'll walk and not faint for those that wait upon the Lord. You'll walk and not faint. Never will you get weary. When you get weary, God will lift you up and give you strength. Why is that? Because Christ never gets weary. He never sleeps and he never gets tired. Didn't you hear about it in the hallelujah, God, in the synoptic gospels when he told Peter, hallelujah, God, I'm going to a place to pray. But Peter, I want you to sit right here, you and the disciples, and I want you to watch and wait. Oh, hallelujah, God, watch and look while I go and pray. Oh, Bashata Son. So the Bible declares that as the disciples went on about their way, sitting up, taking for a look in the third and fourth watch, that they began to fall asleep. Oh, Bashata Son. And God is saying that some of you out there have been in the struggle so long that you're beginning to fall asleep. That means that your spirit is beginning to sleep. Not begin, but it has already went to sleep. It's in the disease. It's in the third realm of the sleep. Oh, Bashata Son of God. What are you saying on a day, woman of God? What I'm saying is that you become numb. N-U-M-B. You become numb. Hallelujah. Some of us go through things and we wait for God so long that it seems as though we become numb in the middle of the situation and the trial and the circumstance and the agony and the weariness. Hallelujah, God, we become numb. Hallelujah, but we serve a God that never slept slumber. Hallelujah, God. He never slept nor slumber. And he told Peter and them, stay awake and watch. Can't you just stay awake for 1 hour and watch? So what I'm telling you on today, is even though you may be like a Peter, hallelujah, God, or the disciples, that you become weary to the place that you've fallen asleep, it's all right because God said, Peter, I prayed for you. And God is saying on today that I prayed for you. And while I prayed for you, I died for you on the cross. And because I've died for you on the cross, you don't have to be weary. You don't have to be dismayed. Oh, Bashata, Son of God. And you do not have to faint. All you got to do is stand up and walk. For the Bible declares, hallelujah, Jesus, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They will mount up as wings of an eagle and run. Hallelujah. They'll fly. You'll fly. Amen. Hallelujah. Why? Because God has already spoken it today. He sent me by to let you know that those of you that patted yourself on the shoulder three times, that your deliverance is nigh unto you, meaning that it's in your house. Even right now, he's fixing the situation. Even right now, he's working it out. Hallelujah, God. And now is the time for you to go into the mountain of the secret of the Lord. Hallelujah, God. Go into the tabernacle. Hallelujah, God. And he'll hide you under the shadow. He's hiding you now under the shadow of the Almighty. Hallelujah, Jesus. Those that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They'll mount up on wings of an eagle. They'll run and never be weary. They'll walk and never faint. They that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They'll mount up on wings of an eagle. They'll run and never be weary. They'll walk and never faint. Those that wait on the Lord. Oh, bashata, son of God. See, all you got to do, hallelujah, is praise God in the middle of your issue. The Bible says to send out, hallelujah, God, a spirit of praise for a garment of heaviness. Hallelujah, God. And when you feel as though your heart has been heavy, all you've got to do is praise God in the midst of it all. And he's already worked it out. See, this message today is for everyone. It is particularly for, hallelujah, God, those that patted themselves on the shoulder three times. Hallelujah, God, for I'm letting you know that God has said, if you pat yourself on the shoulder three times, I've already sent deliverance to your house. Hallelujah. And I use the issue that you were waiting on for me to deliver you from. I use that to send you into the mountain of the high place with God. Oh, Vashata, son of God. You know, in the Old Testament and even now, the Bible declares that they would build altars of high places. Hallelujah. And this is where they would go and offer the sacrifices. And God is saying the high place of the mountain. Hallelujah, God, that's prophesied by Isaiah. We just read it, and hallelujah, we just ministered it. Hallelujah, God, in Isaiah 40. Hallelujah, the Bible goes to say, it says, O Zion that bringeth good tidings, get thee up into the high mountain, O Jerusalem. And this is the message on today, that God has used that situation to take you into the high mountain. He's already delivered you from the issue. He desires the high mountain from you. Now is the time to go into the high mountain, to go into the secret place of the Most High, where he can hide you under the tabernacle. Hallelujah. Where he can hide you under the wings, where he can hide you under the pavilion, where he can hide you under the shadow. Oh, Bashata, son of God, hide your people under the shadow of the Most High on a day, God. Now it's time to go into a soak. S-O-K, a soak. Now is the time to go into the spirit of the true and living God. God desires a relationship. He desires a relationship that's so strong. See, every situation that you go through, I don't care, hallelujah, God. You can be Creflo Dollar. Hallelujah, Jesus. You can have a ministry that reaches to the ends of the world. God sent me by to let you know on the day, it does not matter how high you get in ministry. It does not matter if you're struggling to even hear God's voice. It does not matter wherever you are, whatever level that you are on. God is wanting and desiring, and he's going to do it right now. He's going to take you into the next level, which is the mountain. Oh, Bashata, son, and the mountain is a place where you go. Hallelujah. And they would often hide in the mountains. Hallelujah. They would hide in caves. Why? Because you don't want to be seen by anyone else. You only want the spirit of the true and living God to see your heart. You don't want to be touched by nobody else. You only want to be touched by the spirit of the true and living God. You don't want to be heard by nobody else. You only want to hear from the spirit of the true and living God. And this is found inside of the mountain. Take us to the mountain, God. Oh, how we want to be inside of the mountain. We want to be secluded away in your love. We want to be secluded away in your mercy. We want to be secluded away in your kindness. We want to be secluded away, God, in the things of you, God. See, there are
to go to the next level. But before you can go to the next level, God is saying, I gotta take you to the mountain. You heard Dr. Martin Luther King say, we gotta go to the mountaintop. But I'm here to let you know that this mountaintop is the reversal. For inside of this mountain is a cave, O Bashata, son of God. The secret sea of the Lord is with them that reverence and honor him. And this is what God wants to do with a lot of you on a day, is take you inside of the mountain. The message is so very clear. Inside of the mountain is where I'm taking you, where you can have worship and love and fullness and joy with me. Your wait is over. And now the next season is in the mountain. Hallelujah, God, for God has brought you to deliverance. He's brought deliverance to your house. He fixed the situation. You've come out of that thing, but he used that thing to take you to the mountain. Now it's time for the next push. We're going into the mountain, men and women of God. Hey, listen, I've been your host, Pastor Alyssa Narvaez. You can check me out on the internet. Oh, Ashata, son of God, we just lift you up even right now, God. We magnify you even right now, God. We glorify you even right now, God. We give you all honor and reverence even right now, God. We thank you for the mountain on today, God. We thank you for hiding us in the shadow of your love, God. We thank you for keeping us behind your pavilion, God. We thank you that we're waited on you, Lord. We thank you that we're going inside of the mountain, God. We thank you that we're going inside of your love, God. We thank you that we're going inside of the next level with you, God. We thank you that we're going inside of the soak, God. We thank you, Jesus, for visiting us on a day, God. We thank you, Jesus, for setting us up on a day, God. We thank you, Jesus, for doing it on a day, God. We thank you, Jesus, for deliverance on a day, God. And we thank you, Lord, because you're sending us to the mountain. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. The message is very clear. You're going into the mountain. Isaiah 40:8. That scripture is for you on a day. Going into the mountain. Oh, Bashata, son of God, the next level of God. Isaiah 40:8 through 40:10. Hallelujah, God. Isaiah 40:31. You've waited on God. Those without any power to the faint and the weak, and that have no might, he's increased your strength. You can walk and you can run and you can, and you don't have to be weary. But now it's time to go into the mountain. I've been your host, Pastor Alyssa Narvaez. This has been the Miracle Network Church. Hey, listen, I've got a book that's coming out. It's coming out in just a few weeks. 30 Days of Dreams and Visions. You'll be able to get it at Amazon.com. You got to go there and get the book. Hallelujah, Jesus. I just thank God for each and every one of you. May the Spirit of the true and living God be with you, and I will see you on the next time. God bless you. Bye-bye.